Wait. Just wait. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word I do hope. Psalm 130, verse 5. How often we hear of the beautiful bride in all her loveliness delaying her journey. How often she tarries a while before walking down the aisle towards her beloved. Her little loitering is not to adjust her tresses or smooth away the folds of her gown. She postpones her grand entry to ensure her beloved's anticipation is heightened. She defers her arrival to deepen his love and increase his longing to be one with her. But what if the bridegroom were to delay his coming? Oh, what tantrum and tears would follow! What grief and distress would be displayed! Would she wait a minute, an hour, a week, a month for the one that she loves so dearly? Would she wait a year with increased expectancy to fall into his loving embrace? Would disinterest seep into her longing to be with him? Would irritation remove the pain of being apart from him? Would she seek after others to woo her, or be lulled into some narcotic sleep? Such thoughts may raise the eyebrows, or bring a wry smile to the face. And yet we are told, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Oh, Scripture most certainly does imply a tarrying of the heavenly bridegroom. Yet it's the wicked servant who says in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. This attitude receives the rebuke from the Lord in the Olivet parable that tells of his return. Though tarrying is indeed implied in these two conflicting examples, a patient waiting and watching readiness is the desire of the Lord for his darling bride. Waiting for love's embrace is far from easy when the object of love is delayed. I go to prepare a place for you, he promised. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Should not this promise of the heavenly bridegroom cause our hearts to rejoice? Should not the deep desire of his heart move our own to an even deeper longing? Knowing that he prayed, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Should not our yearning love for him overshadow any concern about his delay? For having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. But these are dark days, when the bride of her choosing panics. He delays. What are we to do in these inky days of perplexity and confusion? What must the obedient disciple do in a season of such anxiety of heart? What actions should the faithful believers do in such moments of nagging concerns? What should you do if you're groping your way through a fear that the Lord delays? Well, listen. We are to trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon God. We are to occupy till the Lord returns. But equally important is to wait for him and rest in his love. How hard this is for the poor human nature who uses busyness as a distraction, to wait, to patiently wait. Oh, but how much easier it is to rush hither and to fly thither, and to get into a heady spin. But wait. Wait for him. If your heart is disturbed, or those around you are losing their cool, just wait. If you run into a spiritual fog, turn aside and rest a while, and wait. Just wait. Simply put, don't trust in your intuition. Don't be influenced by the ranting of others. Simply trust the Lord and wait for his soon return. When we put our trust firmly in him, God can work in and through us. When we are impulsed to react on impressions, we block his workings. If minds are distracted and hearts are distressed because the Lord delays, wait. If darkness overshadows and terrors strike, wait, just wait. If you start to rush hither and thither to discover answers, simply stop, just listen, and just wait. It is the peace of God that will quiet your mind and rest your heart. Our times are in his hand, and his appointed times are in his hands too. We are simply to wait, just to wait. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. So wait, just wait.